We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44, 16 till 8, joined by Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of multiple books. I was doing some straightening out, Tyler, over the weekend, and I was moving some books around, and I realized how many books you had written that I read that I thoroughly enjoyed. Give us a couple of them, if you will, please, because I think you're a very gifted writer, and I love reading your stuff. I love the book about the I don't remember the title of it, I beg your pardon, but with the trombone player in Stanford. What was the name of that?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Tommy, and to your listeners. Yeah, the came out in November, the 40th anniversary of the craziest finish ever to a college football game. It was Stanford and Cal in 1982. John Elway was Stanford's quarterback, and the book is called Five Laterals and a Trombone.
That's right. That now I remember it. I read it. I just don't remember titles. And then the story about the flight. A father's war.
Son's search that came out the previous year, published by LSU Press. It tells a story about my dad during World War II, who was a B-24 bomber pilot, was shot down on October 1st, 1943, became the first American prisoner of war in Hungary. And then I tell the story of all the escapades and craziness after that. And he ultimately escaped from his POW camp. And then really proud and maybe most topical is my book on the 2015 governor's race. That book has been acclaimed. It's a behind-the-scenes look at that epic race.
That's my favorite.
Long Shot.
I was going to tell you that. That's my favorite, Long Shot. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, if I can say where people can get these books,
absolutely.
On my website, tylerbridges.com. Again, tylerbridges.com, and I'll be happy to sign copies of the books. But again, the Long Shot is probably the most appropriate because we are in an election year this year.
You are a gifted writer, and I enjoy your stuff. I really do. Let's talk about the I was mentioning before the break that the election is coming up, but really a couple of big elections have already begun in the legislature, and those are for leadership positions. Tell people what I'm talking about, if you will, Tyler.
Yeah, so I will be writing a lot this year about the governor's race and even other races, but there's a campaign that's been going on here in Baton Rouge inside the Capitol. It's very, very sort of below the surface. It's really an insider campaign, but it's a really important elections. One is to elect the new House Speaker when the legislature is seated in January next year with the new governor, and the other is the Senate President. And each are sort of like a player coach in the fact that they get to vote, they sponsor bills, but they're more than just a normal legislator. They can control the pace of legislation. They decide who chairs each committee, who is on each committee. If they don't like the way you're voting, they can remove you from a committee. And so John Bel Edwards' biggest mistake was backing the wrong candidate to be House Speaker when he became governor 8 years ago. So, again, these behind-the-scenes races for the new Senate President in January and House Speaker are extremely important, and that's going to play out throughout this year.
The details are in the devils, aren't they, in this case? I hate to put it that way, but these are very, very powerful positions, and for people that don't quite understand the historical significance of it, explain, if you will, when you talked about the governor's mistake just now.
So Tommy, I think, as you know, traditionally, a very strange thing is the governor would pick who would be the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. Imagine if Joe Biden could pick who was the Speaker of the House in Washington and the Majority Leader in the Senate in Washington. So Edwin Edwards and Kathleen Blanco, Mike Foster, Buddy Romer, and other governors, they got to intervene in the legislative affairs because the governor here is traditionally so powerful to make that pick. But that changed in 2016 when John Bel Edwards took office. He was a Democrat. He is a Democrat. He thought he could continue that tradition of choosing the new House Speaker and Senate President. The Senate President was a lock for John Ilario, and Edwards was very good with that. But he tried to install a Democrat, Walt Lechey, as his new Speaker, and the Republican majority rebelled against that. Now, if the new governor had chosen a Republican, that Republican would have become the Speaker. But instead, Republicans chose their own Speaker, and then they made life very difficult for John Bel Edwards in his first term, and they've continued that even more so here in his second term in office.
You know, one question I have, and you can answer when we come back. We're talking to Tyler Bridges, author of several books that we've tell me again, Tyler, where you get the books?
TylerBridges.com.
All right, and he'll sign copies for you. So just some great books, and you're going to love reading them. TylerBridges.com. Staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of multiple books. We're talking about the Senate President and Speaker of the House positions for the next session. The campaigning and the politicking is already underway. And when we come back, I want to know has the balance of power shifted just because we had a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, or is that more about bodies of government than it is party? And is the next governor, whether Republican or Democrat, going to be facing the same thing, even if, for example, it turns out to be a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, as the legislature now kind of said, wait a minute, hang on, the governor's not that all-powerful in Louisiana. 7:50, 10 till 8, more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, let's look at traffic. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tyler Bridges is going to be plenty busy this year. Staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of multiple books. Tyler, I asked before the break, I'm just wondering, is this a sea change just because of party, where that we had a Democratic governor and a solid red legislature, or is this a change for Louisiana politics where now the legislature, whether it's a Republican governor or not, is going to do their own thing?
Well, clearly, Tommy, the next governor, particularly if it's a Republican, is going to have some say in who is the new president of the Senate and Speaker of the House. But what we're seeing in Louisiana is an ascendant far right or very conservative part of the Republican Party. We're seeing that in all of the bills against gays and transgender people that have been very successful. And I think that will continue next year. We're seeing a polarization in Louisiana just as we are throughout the country. And there's every reason to expect that that will continue.
You're saying it will continue. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So along those lines, do culture wars hijack if we wind up with a Republican governor, or either way, do culture wars then become – let me rephrase the question, Tyler – do culture wars take over the elections that are going to happen in the fall, as opposed to issues that directly affect Louisianians more than those cultural issues?
Yeah, well, clearly these issues are the culture war issues are very, very important for conservatives. Pretty conservative people. We saw that with the transgender care bill, and
because they really had to jump through some hoops to bring that back, correct?
They did. It was initially killed in a Senate committee by a Republican casting the deciding vote against it. But there was just such strong pressure on legislators by calls and emails to their offices to bring it back. And now they've done that and passed it passed it with could be a veto-proof majority for the governor if he wanted to veto it. And so for these folks, these are important issues. For a lot of other people, they say, hey, let's really focus on the bread and butter issues of making sure that government works, that it builds what it fixes the roads and educates the kids and provides health care to the poor. Those affect a lot more people, but these culture warrior issues, we've seen it in other states and now in Louisiana, they're very, very important for a significant segment of the population.
So do you think that is going to be the thing that stands out in the fall elections more so than the, you know, things that actually, I hate to say it, but really matter to most of the people in the state? And I don't mean matter in terms of what they're concerned with. I mean affects their lives on a daily basis.
Yeah, those things can come up Certainly crime is going to be a major issue. We're already seeing that in the ads for and against Jeff Landry and Stephen Wagespack, the Republican candidates. But, you know, Tommy, you've been around long enough to know that Louisiana elections can go up, go in a direction that no one expects. The election day is October 14th for the primary. So there could be some big surprises in the coming months. And I'm looking forward to covering it for the Times-Picayune.
I don't go back to Huey Long, for God's sake. You don't have to make it sound like that, Tyler. I'm just kidding. If you had to guess right now, who I don't know if you even want to get into speculation or not, but who would have the inside track now to be the next governor if you had to speculate?
Sure. If the primary election were held tomorrow, Jeff Landry and Sean Wilson, the Democratic former transportation secretary under John Bel Edwards, would go into the runoff, and 98% of analysts would say that Jeff Landry would win that election. But as I said, there's typically surprises when there's an open seat for governor of Louisiana. So a lot of different things could happen. Right now we have a seven-candidate field. Even Jason Williams, the district attorney in New Orleans, told me a week ago he was considering getting in the race, and that would change the dynamics if he did.
Any surprise candidates, you think, people we've yet to hear from?
You're hearing of a couple possibilities, but I think the biggest question right now is whether Jason Williams would get in, and a lot of people think if he did, that would be really an attempt to try to help Stephen Wagespack, the former business lobbyist, Jindal aide, to try to get into a runoff where there would be two Republicans in the runoff instead of a Democrat and a Republican.
And the primary system is just the top two finishers, correct?
Correct. The top two on October 14th, after the votes are counted, would advance to the November runoff.
Presuming nobody wins a plurality.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I don't either. Thank you, Tyler. Pleasure as always. I look forward to this year. It's going to be fun. Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune. Talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.